And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Southern Comfort.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Tom from Hancock's.
Yeehaw.
Are those headphones giving you a little bit of grief? Do you want to swap? Do you want some good ones?
As soon as you asked me how it was doing, it started just
not
fizzing
working
out in my right ear. But I'm good now.
Did you just give a yeehaw?
I did, yeah.
Let's get back there.
Now, Tom, you're excited for the big party tomorrow, aren't you?
I'm extremely excited.
It's a big party. It kicks off.
Is this like, are you being threatened right now, Tom? Wait, blink if everything's fine.
It's basically,
I'll be there.
It's basically there, 12 hours.
What do you want?
12 hours of celebrating BFM and all the good things that have come from BFM.
John's going to be wearing the B-suit the whole time, he told me, which is great.
B-suit is coming to... B-suit is going to be worn by someone at...
Okay, you need to calm down.
Corner store.
You actually need to chill out.
So
it's very intense right now.
We're going from 4 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, at the corner store. A power station kicks off around 8.
This cocktail couldn't come too soon, I think.
We are going to be partying at Whammy Backroom all night long. So, Tom... You are preparing a Southern Comfort cocktail.
Did you just do the math on the party, by the way? Is it 12 hours all up? Like,
we're
from our situation all the way through to the after party.
It's minimum 12
hours. That's a
long
time. That's a long time.
Damn.
It's minimum 12 hours. So come prepared, everyone.
That's amazing.
And it's a Friday as well, so we're allowing for the weekend to blow out considerably, responsibly.
And quite the selection of attendees, too. I like the Cocoa Solids, the Damn Natives. I've heard of Beast Wars. That sounds familiar.
Keep going, Tom. I feel like you...
That's a thing. The True School Hip Hop Show, we all know that's good. But Sweat It is the big... Did I say Sweat It?
Yes. That's powerful crew. Yeah.
I'm double mentioning them because they are legit. Really like those guys. They did an amazing show at Wu-Tang. Set the stage on fire. Represented Onehunga.
Right. Okay, I heard it was good.
It was legit. And
that is such a mint... That combo makes so much sense as well.
Oh yeah,
Sweat It and Wu-Tang.
It was amazing, and they even chucked in a little bit of mental health chat too, which is always good. Showing a bit of love to the people going through tough times. So
to our fucking
love
shitty
it.
Statistics.
Real shitty statistics, and I was thinking about that today as well because it is Valentine's Day, and there's a lot of people out there who are probably feeling a bit shit because they don't have Valentine. But
kapai.
I reckon fuck it because. You don't need a Valentine. I mean,
hey, I don't know if anyone's noticed, but the B&B FM's red. You can basically probably mold that into a little heart and give him a little BFM cuddle. See you tomorrow.
I'd say you guys are a nice little
John.
Nice
that kiss
little
is real tiny.
Day.
That's a tiny ass kiss.
Cuddle.
I can hear it.
Anyone out there feeling a little bit lonely?
Whoa. I don't know if that's going to make them feel better.
I don't know. I'm going to need a moment to figure that out. Okay, what's up with the cocktail? You got some beautiful tall glasses here.
Yeah, so,
subject change.
So we're following. I seem to always be the one doing the short boozy cocktails, but I'm not. I have no problem with that. We're doing it again today, but we're doing it in a fancy glass. So I've got it in the coupe glass, which is like. Sort of looks like a martini glass, except it's rounded.
Stoked I didn't say martini. I was so close to saying martini glass.
Yeah. I mean, you probably have been served a martini in this if you drink martinis.
Wrongly so.
Would
you say? Could I have been outraged if I got a martini in that glass?
No.
I
reckon
outraged.
Not. No, I reckon not. Okay. Because nowadays, with all the hipster bartenders around the place,
no rules.
You're putting your martinis in a coffee mug. You're doing
willy-nilly.
It's all about it's all about that experience, right?
Okay.
And so what we're doing today is, we're trying to give you a new experience with
it's
Southern
just,
comfort.
I just thought of someone getting
we'll leave outrage to the internet.
Getting served a cocktail and also a sack of coal at the same time for some reason, but I don't know really where that came from.
Oh, maybe
a sack of coal.
Like if you
Santa's
your
hipster,
bartender or some shit.
An ultimate hipster. You've been naughty. Here's a piece of coal and a cocktail.
Strangely enough, they are doing these jet black cocktails and they do have crushed charcoal in them.
I've actually seen this.
Weirdly. But
You've got roughly four ingredients up there as well, Tom.
We do, yeah. So, we're trying to find the balance between sweet, sour, and spirit. Today we have our sweet. We've got the Peychaud's Aperitivo as well as the Southern Comfort. They both have sweetness to them. You've also got the sour, which we're using lemon juice today. And then the spirit is across our three main spirits. So we've got the Peychaud's Aperitivo, we've got Southern Comfort, and we've also got Amaro Montenegro, which is a bitter Italian spirit. Beautiful, beautiful.
Gnarly bottle.
It's a cool, right? Yeah, yeah. So that's a real classic product.
It's a cool.
It's a nice.
I think I didn't
hear
that.
Oh, wait, no, I kind of went barat there. Whoops. International.
It looks amazing. I love a bottle like that. I was like, yeah. Look at it. It's so cool.
I mean, that's the Italian spirit, really. You know, you've got Di Serrano, which is the amaretto, but as far as a bitter digestive as it is, it's a great way to go. I mean, this is sort of similar to Jägermeister in that it's made to be sipped after meals just to help digestion.
Right.
But it's a great additive in your cocktails. If you go into any cocktail bars nowadays, you'll see a lot of these bittering agents. Amaro's are real popular. Things like Campari and that sort of thing, super popular nowadays because people are not wanting, you know, sweet sticky cocktails. Although I think this one's going to be a little bit on the sweet sticky side. Anyway, I'll stop chatting and we'll get shaken, eh?
Right on. You've already got a little bit of a liquid in that tumbler that you've just poured some ice into.
So I've already prepped
Boston
it up.
Boston shaker.
Yeah, so we've got a Boston shaker. I've iced my coupe glasses. So they're nicely chilled. The reason I've iced those glasses is because we're going to be straining the cocktail into the glasses, so we're not going to have any ice in the cocktail, so we want everything as cold as possible. Mm. And because it's a small serve, it generally isn't lasting too long, so it's not like your tall drinks, which you'll normally sit on for quite a while, and they can have ice in them, so you can sip away. But with this one, no, this is definitely...
Nice. I see you pick up the Boston shaker, the other end of it. Good handwork there.
Thank
Obviously
you.
Just confident with a shaker.
Were you spinning it around without even thinking about it?
It was a little bit Tom Cruise and cocktail. There we go.
I think I did something to that effect.
He does have a
Hand me one of those
obviously.
Massive bottles, John. I'll flick it around right now.
For those playing at home, we're all now just spinning them behind us and over our heads and whoop, under my leg. There we go. Hey.
I'm holding a can of Rhinic with one hand.
Okay, so what were the measurements?
Yeah,
how much lemon juice?
The measurements are nice and simple, so we are equal parts of each.
Oh, I love an equal parter.
Yeah, right?
So what would you say, like 30ml, 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 or 20ml, 20ml?
John, equal parts, mate. Don't cage in with mils. It's just
the original recipe was 22 mils.
Okay, 22 mils.
And so I've done, because I've doubled this the recipe in the shaker, I just did 45 mils of each because that's easier. So I'm 0.5 mils over for each of you. I do apologize.
So you're 45 mil each in a shaker, and we're going to get three drinks out of this.
This will get two.
Two.
Because 45 divided by two is 22.
Don't do math while you're shaking. That's going to depress me.
Bartenders are smart too. So yeah, we're shaking for 7 to 10 seconds. Get that glass nice and cold, you'll feel it right away. Give it a nice little tap on the side just to break that seal.
What's going on with the top of this Amaro Montenegro bottle? It's kind of, has it got like a little pouring top on that?
Yeah, so quite a lot of spirits do have those pouring nozzles in them. I guess it's just, I don't know the exact reason, but I would imagine because it is quite a potent, like you'll notice that it's extremely aromatic.
Nice. It smells really nice.
Yeah, but it is quite strong, so you're never going to be using it in too heavy amounts.
It smells kind of like a bitter, this Amaro Montenegro.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a bitter. But
is it red?
No, it's sort of like a light brown color. Here, I'll give you your cocktails, and you'll see it when I pour it in.
Okay, paper. So this is the paper plane, which is on. This is the Southern Comfort go to at the corner store tomorrow.
Shit, yeah, this is gonna be cranking tomorrow. It'll be flying out the door, and
I'm a little bit scared and a little bit excited.
So people can, if you're listening to this, you can come to the corner store from 4 to 7, get your hands on one of these, and go, what's this like?
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, right?
It's good. It's fucking good.
Have you had a sip yet? I haven't tried it yet. I knew that I like paper planes. Oh, I knew I liked them.
Like it's
Hang
good.
On, wait.
It's
Here
good.
We go.
Very nice.
Well, I mean, this cocktail brings
It's nice and dry.
It's got four ingredients, but it brings a fair bit of complexity.
It is
bearing
kind of
in mind that
freakishly dry.
The Peychaud's has a lot of, all three of these products are infused with a lot of herbs and spices.
Yes, the Southern Comfort Black's got plenty in it.
They do, yeah. So we know Peychaud's and Southern Comfort, coming from New Orleans, French influence, they like to chuck a lot of shit into their, they like to aromatize their spirits. But yeah, the Italians are very much the same. So you're working with a lot of flavors. People who are specialists of this will be able to pick this cocktail apart because it'll have dozens of flavors going on here. But it's just done in a really smooth, easy way. Added to the fact that it's nice and easy to make too. You
kind of shook that through a minute though, eh? I feel like give it a decent shake. Don't be weak on the shake.
You want me to shake it for longer?
No, I think you did. You shook it for a little bit longer than what I would have figured.
For those at home.
Did mm-hmm. I? Did it? Was it 7 to 10 seconds? Well, I'm about to...
I feel like I brought up some stuff now and you're kind of...
No, I like this.
It's fine. You can...
Because 7 to 10 seconds totally is basically what I say because... Well, because most people will shake for too little.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's important. But also you were shaking quite vigorously. It wasn't like...
I love a vigorous...
Every day. You're an everyday shaker.
Yeah. All day.
You're not like, oh, it's... It's not shake day today.
Here we go. So, you know, just going back to the piece of coal, someone's given us a bit of history. They said apparently in Scotland you'd go to your neighbours with a bottle of whiskey and a piece of coal, presumably to keep the house warm, chuck the coal in the fire.
Maybe
we should be serving this with a piece of coal tomorrow. But it's quite
warm.
Do
they have a fireplace up there?
Mm. I'll take a diamond.
Just a couple of lighters might be all right.
Mm.
Anyway, but
is coal the stuff that keeps you up? Which is the stuff that keeps you up? Big day tomorrow.
Coal.
7-10-6. And you're going with the off the chest technique.
He's going
over the shoulder now a little bit. Off the chest.
Oh.
He's churning the dough. Now he's lost it now. He's going crazy now. I've got a figure eight to finish.
There is actually a style of... shake that is there are different styles of shakes,
okay,
and there are some very prominent Japanese cocktail bartenders who have a special shake which is the sort of like whole body convulsion. It's pretty legit, like, and there's this really cool guy in Japan who when he makes his cocktails he has a different shake for whichever cocktail he's making. Because it needs different.
The Japanese do it well. Is this like someone dreams of cocktails kind of thing?
It's Jiro dreams of cocktails.
Gotta love it.
And hey, do you guys want that?
Do you know what I really
a little
do?
Bit more of that, actually. Yes, I
want to try. You could evenly put some more in mine there.
Oh, yeah.
This drink, again, paper plane, everyone that's listening, and they will be available at the corner store tomorrow down there. Before the big 50th.
Righto.
It's not as sweet as I thought it would be. It's really nicely rounded by the lemon, and the Amaro brings it down a bit.
I think the Amaro is really shining through on this.
Mm. Everything's slipped in there nicely, but obviously the backbone is the Southern Comfort. Surrounded by all this crazy flavor.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's a bourbon cocktail, and that is the
cute
shining
color as well.
Base.
I've noticed how cute this color is.
Mm. For those playing at home, it's a lovely sort of, what would you call that?
I'd say it's about the same color as the tin on the roof of that auditorium that I'm looking at over there, everyone.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so now you know. Exactly.
Perfect. I'd say it's like a...
If Barney the dinosaur
like
had a girlfriend,
orange, one might
probably
say.
Like that color of it, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay. So, Tom, thank you very much.
It's like
Hancock's,
a purple on holiday.
Thank you very much. Southern Comfort, thank you very much. We'll see everyone at the corner store tomorrow for the warm-up before the main event. Of course, Southern Comfort, get a paper plane and just get a Southern Comfort at the power station and or later on at Whammy Backroom. I think they're doing paper planes at Backroom potentially as well, or like a SoCo and Dry.
A SoCo and Dry is always a good way to go.
SoCo and Dry.
There nice little tasty number. And if you want to get it at home, there's always your local Glengarry's or a local booze shop. They'll sell all this stuff. So, yeah, hit them up. Make them at home. Boom.
Sweet.
Right on.
See you tomorrow.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Southern Comfort.